First of all, just to be clear, I am not wearing the color pink. The color is rose, right? And I have to say for myself, it's a manly rose at that, I think. It's like this manly, dusky rose, right? Not that like bubblegum pink, right? I'm wearing rose today, and we light the rose candle on the Advent wreath because today is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is a Latin word that means rejoice. If we would have sung the entrance antiphon for today's Mass, it would have gone, Gaudete in Domino Semper, which is rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, the Lord is near. And so with a certain rejoicing, we are closer to the coming of Christ at Christmas. Today, our readings again, for the second week in a row, they turn to that mysterious and strange figure of Saint John the Baptist. Remember that John, his mission is a prophet. In the gospel, he said he's not the prophet, which means he's not the prophet Isaiah. But John the Baptist is still a prophet. And the mission of a prophet is to call the people back to fidelity to God. But John the Baptist's particular mission is to be the forerunner, the one who goes before the Lord to prepare his way. The Gospel of John in today's Gospel says this: a man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. Right? John the Baptist's essential work is to give testimony to the light, who is Jesus Christ. To give testimony means to be a witness. And this word in Scripture, in the original Greek, the word is to be a martyr, to be a witness. John the Baptist's important role was to go before the Lord, to lay the groundwork, so to speak, to make souls ready to receive Jesus' teaching. His role was to educate people so that they would be more open to receive what Jesus wanted to bring to them. And John the Baptist readily admits, he says, I am not the light. But he was sent before Jesus to testify to Jesus. Because Jesus is that light who shines in a world of darkness. Giving testimony, being a witness, is all about attracting people to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as Christians, we too share that mission to be a witness to Jesus Christ in our families, in the workplace, in the world, to attract other people to Jesus and to his church. Even if we go back to the very beginnings of Christianity, to the time in the first centuries of the church, it's a time in which in the Roman Empire, in which Christians were persecuted. This is in the first and second centuries. We notice that something attracted, even though it was illegal to be Christian, something attracted people to Catholicism. There was something different about Christians. Christians didn't just blend in with the rest of society, but there was something markedly different about them. And what was different about them was joy with which they lived their lives. There's a beautiful scene in an old movie. It came out in 1951. It's called Quo Vadis. It's based on a novel. Quo Vadis is all about St. Peter and the early church in Rome. But there's a beautiful scene when the Emperor Nero, if you remember a little bit of in the first century of Christianity, the Emperor Nero unleashes this persecution of Christians. And there's this beautiful scene. The Emperor Nero is sitting in the Roman Colosseum, and many Christians are being literally fed to the lions. It's a little bit gruesome as well. But the beautiful thing about this scene at the end of the movie is that the Christians sing joyfully as they're on their way to give their lives in martyrdom. There was something different about the Christians in the early church, and there's something different about us. And what attracted others to Jesus Christ, what attracted others to his church, is that joy that comes from God. It is a joy that the world cannot give us. And so I think it's safe to say that today we also live in a world much like the first centuries of Christianity, insofar as the world can be a very dark place. One in which God is pushed out and often ignored. Many people live today as if God did not exist. I think that's plain to see. And so it is our task as Christians. It is our task to be like those first Christians and to live our faith joyfully. Joyfully for all to see. Living our faith faithful to Christ, faithful to the beauty of the church's teachings, it is then that we are that light. We become that light in the midst of darkness. And so when the opportunity presents itself, not to be afraid to tell others, I am Catholic. Yes, I am a member of Christ the King Church, right? To invite others, to be inviting, and to be inviting joyfully. To invite others to come and worship with us at Christ the King. And so we go back to that word, gaudete, rejoice in the Lord always. Because where does this joy come from? True joy, I'm not speaking of just like this happiness in general. That doesn't quite get the point. But true joy, this is really the mark of a Christian. Because joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Joy comes, one's life is marked with joy when one lives in a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And when one lives in a state of grace. You see, if you look at the lives of the saints throughout history, if you look at all the lives of the saints, the reason that their lives are beautiful and the reason that their lives are attractive is because they lived their lives of holiness in a spirit of joy. There's no such thing as a sour-faced saint, right? If you look at the saints had little patience for humdrum and like lack of humor. But if you look at the lives of the saints, they lived a true spirit of joy. Actually, Pope Benedict XVI once said, he said, where joylessness reigns, where humor dies, the spirit of Jesus Christ is assuredly absent. How true that is. Because it's when the Spirit of Jesus Christ is present. It's when one has a real and a living relationship with Christ in prayer. When one experiences the reality of having one's sins washed away in the sacrament of confession. It's when one is not ashamed to say, yes, I'm a Catholic, I'm a faithful follower of Jesus Christ and a member of his one true church. It is then that joy reigns in our lives, which is a joy the world cannot give and also a joy that the world does not understand. because this joy comes from being a witness of Jesus Christ. It comes from having a relationship with Jesus Christ, knowing that we are loved and that we are his beloved children. Amen.